Thanks for tuning into Dakula Wire. Dakula's severe weather calendar, when the dangerous months are. Severe weather in Dakula isn't random. The National Weather Service has decades of data showing exactly when the risk peaks, and it's specific enough to plan around. Dakula sits in the National Weather Service's Peachtree City County warning area, where the agency puts it plainly, damaging thunderstorm winds, large hail, and tornadoes strike the area every year. Here's when. The annual baseline. In an average year, the warning area records 19 days with damaging thunderstorm winds, 7 days with large hail, 6 tornado days, thunder on 50 to 60 days. Damaging winds, the most common threat, peaking in July. Damaging winds are by far the most frequent severe hazard, averaging 19 days a year. They have occurred in every month of the year, but concentrate in spring and summer. The peak month is July, during which more than 500 events were reported across the warning area over a 40-year period. This is the hazard most people underestimate. Straight-line winds don't come with a tornado siren's drama, but they take down trees and power lines and account for far more damaged days than tornadoes do. Hail, peaking in April. Large hail falls on an average of 7 days per year, with April the month of peak occurrence. Episodes are also common through the other spring and summer months. Dakula got a recent reminder: quarter-size hail was reported in the area during a storm this past July 4th, accompanied by power outages. Tornadoes, March, April, May. The area averages 6 tornado days per year. Tornadoes have been reported in every month, but most occur in the March, April, May window. Within that season, April is the most likely month for strong tornadoes. The intensity data is sobering, broken down county by county. Tornadoes of F2 intensity or greater are involved in 37% of events. These are storms capable of taking roofs off well-built homes. Between 1950 and 1993, tornadoes in the warning area killed 72 people and injured nearly 1,700. Gwinnett County has its own history here, including a tornado event in Notice of Violation Ember 2010, a reminder that the March to May concentration is a tendency, not a rule. The time of day matters as much as the month. Across all three hazards, wind, hail, and tornadoes, the National Weather Service identifies the same danger window, mid-afternoon through early evening. That's when the atmosphere has had all day to heat and destabilize. It's also, inconveniently, when school lets out, when outdoor sports practice, and when people commute. If you take one planning lesson from the climatology, it's this: on a day with a severe weather outlook, the 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. window is the one to build your plans around. Tropical remnants. Separate from the spring severe season, North Georgia periodically receives the remnants of tropical systems, most often from late August through October. These generally arrive as heavy rain and flooding events rather than wind events, and they've produced some of the region's most significant rainfall on record. What to actually do? Have two ways to get warnings. Phone alerts fail when cell networks are overloaded or power is out. A NOAA weather radio with battery backup is the standard backup, and it will wake you at 2 a.m., which phones set to silent will not. Know the difference. A watch means conditions are favorable, a warning means it's happening and you should act. Pick your shelter now. The lowest floor, most interior room, away from windows. Decide before the warning, not during it. Take damaging wind seriously. Given 19 wind days versus 6 tornado days, straight-line wind is statistically the likelier threat to your trees, your car, and your power. Watch the calendar. April deserves the most attention for hail and strong tornadoes, July for damaging wind. Be sure to subscribe to never miss an update from DakulaWire.com.